Living simply isn't about deprivation, it's about freedom. And that freedom can unleash extraordinary generosity. Hi, I'm Rob West. God calls us to live with eternity in mind, not clinging to possessions, but using what we have for His kingdom. Randy Alcorn joins us today to talk about how we can loosen our grip on earthly things to open our hands to eternal impact. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance, biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, it is an absolute honor to have my friend Randy Alcorn with us today. He's founder and director of Eternal Perspective Ministries. He's written more than 60 books that have shaped the way believers think about faith, eternity, heaven, and of course, stewardship. Randy, great to have you back.
Great to be with you, Rob.
Randy, in the current issue of our Faithful Steward magazine, I love the article you wrote for us. It opens with this line, "Live simply that others may simply live." Why do you believe that message resonates so deeply with the challenges we face today?
Well, you look around and you look at a world of need. And of course, you could argue ever since the curse, ever since the fall, it's been a world of need. But the sheer numbers of people in the world and the millions upon millions, the hundreds of millions, the over a billion people in serious, dire need in the world. And the idea that if we just cut back a little bit, and became, well, maybe a lot a bit, and just became serious about just living on what is necessary. And go out to dinner, you know, with your wife or husband. This isn't asceticism. This is just saying we don't have to own multiple houses and multiple cars and multiple, you know, there's a place for several cars in one family, I realize, at times. But it's the whole idea is if we just spent less and honestly had less sitting in retirement programs that are not going to go ultimately to God's kingdom, then what could be done just to help other people live? Get them clean water, get them food, get them opportunities for employment, all of that.
Amen. And, you know, here we are sitting in the most prosperous nation in the history of the world, and this doesn't come easy. We have to be intentional about this. You've made the case, of course, that simplicity alone doesn't accomplish much.
Right.
You have to then take that simplicity and make it an open door to generous living, right?
Exactly. Because, you know, you could live the most simple lifestyle. You don't have a computer. Go out in the woods. And live by yourself, live off the land.
Yes.
You're living a simple life, but you're not helping anybody. You're not doing anything for anyone. The point is, go ahead and make a lot of money, but take that money and invest it in God's kingdom and in loving God and loving people.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Randy, you've spent a lot of time thinking, praying, studying the scriptures around heaven. And by the way, folks, if you've not read Randy's book, Heaven, pick it up. But one of the themes you emphasize is that the new earth, not this one, is our lasting home. So how does seeing life through that lens then transform how we approach our possessions here and now?
Well, I think if we have a view toward eternity, it makes all the difference in the world because Jesus said, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Well, what does that mean? If you have no concept of heaven, if you're not even eager to live forever in heaven, then what's the point of treasures there? And what's that all about? Well, the point is that God tells us that He is going to bring heaven down to earth, the new earth, a transformed earth. And that's why 2 Peter 3:13 says we are looking forward to a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. That's the world we're going to live in forever. And then you're laying up for yourself treasures in heaven, but that will be life like we know it, except far better, not under the curse, with bodies that will never get cancer. There'll never be war. And that's a promise to live for.
Randy, before the break, we were talking about this idea of living with eternity in mind. And you write in the article in our recent edition of Faithful Steward, our magazine, that simple living reorients us toward God. Perhaps you could say it calibrates our hearts to the Father. In what ways does practicing generosity shift our center of gravity back toward Him?
Well, Jesus said, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up treasures in heaven.
Yeah.
And if we store up our treasures on earth, we're always heading away from our treasures. If we store up our treasures in heaven, we're always moving toward them as we get closer to the day that we die. But what happens is there's where your treasure is, your heart will be also. That's how he finishes that passage. And it's a powerful concept because what it means is if you want your heart to be somewhere other than where it is, put your treasures there. So if you want your heart to be in Microsoft, or if you want your heart to be in General Motors or whatever, then buy up shares. Okay.
Yes.
If you want your heart to be in God's kingdom, buy up shares by giving. Giving is what shifts your treasures and thereby shifts your heart, because where your treasures are, there your heart will be also, Jesus said. So the center of gravity, things have mass, and mass holds us in orbit around it. And too many of us are just trapped in this orbit around money and things. And there is freedom when we give stuff away to God's kingdom, and now our hearts follow the treasure that we've given.
That's so powerful. Let's take that a step further. You know, I firmly believe we were not intended to be buckets, but pipelines.
Yes.
God's provision is not intended to stop with us where it gets stagnant, but it's to flow through us into God's activity. What does that look like?
Well, it looks like it comes to you, and you don't start with the assumption that because God has entrusted it to you, that you're supposed to keep it and spend it on yourself.
Yeah.
And that's just the obvious assumption of nearly everyone, in fact, in our churches as well, because you see the percentage of people that are giving, you know, the average some years ago was said to be 2.5%. I've seen 2.7%. I've seen different figures. But the thing that always hits me with that is I know people who are giving away 90%. They're bringing it up. They're bringing the average up to 2.7%, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. But the point is, how could God expect something of his poorest Old Testament saints, multiple tithes, you know, averaging 23% a year, and they lived in such a poor culture compared to ours. And there's so many people that are going, oh, it's legalism to be tithing. Well, I don't think you should stick with the tithe. Just start with the tithe and then go beyond it. And that's what the beauty, when you get to really, truly free will giving, which existed in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. Well, free will giving, and that just should change everything in our lives, because now we see the world differently. We see it as an opportunity to represent Jesus and help needy people, fund the spread of the gospel, which is also helping needy people. I mean, it's bringing the message of salvation to them, and there's no end of opportunities and no end of delight.
And Randy, when we hold to that perspective, that powerful idea that you just described in how our giving can be used to advance kingdom purposes, it protects against our hearts from blurring the lines between owners and stewards, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because God owns it all. We've all heard that before. Somebody told me one time, I hope you're not going to, in your session about money, say God owns it all, because we've all heard that. And I go, well, we've all heard it, but we don't all believe it. And
we certainly
don't live as if we believe it.
Yes.
And so I went right ahead and said it and looked at him when I did with a smile, because it's so basic. It's just God owns it all. It doesn't belong to me. And I often use the illustration and do when I'm speaking, and also in several of my books, of something like, you know, the FedEx guy or the UPS guy, and comes to my door and he's picking something up. he's often delivering something, but sometimes I'm sending something out with him. Well, what would I think if I found out that he just took home and kept all the stuff that I've been given? Right. I'd say, well, wait a minute. That's you're the FedEx guy. That's not your job to keep. It's your job to get it to the people it's intended for. We should view ourselves as God's FedEx, UPS people, that's our job to get it where he wants it to go. Don't assume he wants us to keep it all.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. And what a vivid picture of that role we have as stewards. Now, we do need to understand, though, that there's a proper view of enjoyment, right? That yes, we're to give, but a good God who created joy and delight gave us money to use for purposes that bring us enjoyment and deepen relationships and a meal and a celebration, right? So there's a proper tension there between giving and enjoying, isn't there?
Absolutely. In fact, in 1 Timothy 6, you have this amazing passage where early in the chapter, he's talking about all of the dangers of materialism and how you're going to make your life miserable and shipwrecked and possibly lose your faith by turning money into an idol. And then later in the chapter, he talks about giving. God has entrusted these things to us so that we can, parallel to what Jesus said, it's laying up treasure that's going to be waiting for us in the coming world. But right in the middle of that, he says, the previous verse and the following verse are about giving. And in the middle of it, he says, he has given us all things for our enjoyment. Mm. And that's like, yeah, there is a place for that. And so, yes, go on a vacation, but maybe scale back that vacation. Maybe you don't have to go quite as far and spend as much money and all that, and be able to say, hey, this year, you know what? We're going to have a just drive down to the beach, or, you know, obviously not everybody can drive to the beach, but just do this thing with some simplicity in mind and take all those thousands of dollars and give it to God's kingdom.
Oh, that's so powerful. Well, Randy, this is incredible. I'm so thankful for your time today. You know, this is a big idea, and especially living in the affluence that we have, where we can always find somebody who's spending a little bit more than us. If we're not careful, we can redeem greed in the name of the American dream, and you've helped us to guard against that. Thanks for your time today, my friend.
Great to be with you.